Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I don't get Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, Johnham Down Store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. While Lum and Abner were on their way back from the county seat, carefully guarding the huge diamond Lum bought from a stranger, Grandpappy Spears, running their store, had rather a strange and ominous visitor. Evidently mistaking Grandpappy for Lum, the man was on the trail of a large diamond, which he said bore a curse and brought tragedy to him who possessed it. Grandpappy finally convinced him he knew nothing about that or any other diamond, and the man departed. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows back in their Jotham Down store. Lum is studying a catalog. Listen.
What are you reading there, Lum? Is that the wish book you're looking at there?
Yeah. Decided I better get me a new suit.
New suit?
Yeah, I need one. Man can't get married in that shabby old thing I've got.
I thought your suit looked pretty good. Just getting to where it looked nice and shiny.
Yeah, but it's turning sort of green.
Well, that's all right. I like a green suit.
But I need a new one for my wedding. How do you think this one would look? The one with the stripes?
Mom, I'm feared you're spending too much money.
Abner, I wish you'd recollect that we're rich now.
Well, maybe we're rich, but we ain't got a cent of money.
Well, we will have, though. That $10,000 check Mr. Chancellor gave us ought to clear at the bank any day now, and then we'll have so much money we won't know what to do with it.
Well, I believe we ought to wait until we start getting some money in before we start spending it, Mom. You've done spent might not ever cent we got on your whirlpool courtship. On top of that, you mortgaged the store to buy that engagement diamond.
Yeah, I sure was lucky on that, too. Hey, that's the biggest one diamond I ever seen in my life. Worth a fortune, too.
Have you given it to Miss Emmeline yet?
Oh, of course not. Got to find somebody first that can find a ring to set it on.
A ring?
Yeah, that jewelry at the county seat couldn't do it.
She might just have to get an arm band and wear it around her arm for a bracelet the size that diamond is. She might not be strong enough to tote that thing around, you know what, Mom?
Oh, she can take exercises and build herself up to where she can work pretty steady.
Well, I doubt it. That's a big one.
How do you like this suit here, Abner?
Which one's that?
That one right there. That checkered in there.
I don't know. I believe you need something more servative than that, Mom.
Yeah, I guess that would be a little too flashy for a wedding.
Oh, that's flashy.
I'd overshadow everybody at that, including Miss Emily.
I sort of like this one over here pretty good. If I was having my druthers, I believe that'd be the one I'd rather have.
Yeah, that's nice. You know, you ought to get a new suit, too, Abner.
Me?
Why, sure. You can't go to a wedding in that old suit of yours.
I ain't getting married.
No, but you're going to be the best man at my wedding.
Oh, there's no doubt about that.
And I want you to look as good as you can. Here, I'll measure you up and we'll order you one.
Well, now, just wait a minute, Alan.
If you're worrying about the money, just forget it. I'll pay for it myself.
Huh?
Have we got a tape measure around here somewhere?
I don't believe we have. I ain't saw
here. Maybe we can order you a suit without it. Let me study this order blank over once here.
You know, I would sort of like to have a new suit, Law. I don't know where I ought to spend the money or not, though, for
it. I told you I'd pay for it.
Oh, well, if you're mine, do it.
Let's see, name and all that stuff we can fill in later.
Yeah, I know that. Good, yeah.
Tall, short, regular. Stand up there, Abner. Let me take a look at you.
What's wrong with me?
Oh, it's awful.
Huh?
About a short, I reckon. Shoulders.
Yeah, of course. I want shoulders in it. Yeah, all my suits always have them.
Shoulders, yes.
Yes, sir.
Two.
Yeah, one for both sides. That's the
chest. I don't know what that's for there. Do you have any trouble with your chest?
No, not particular.
Chest, no. I hope you pass.
Well, wait a minute, though. I got a chest, Long. Don't give them the wrong idea about me there. That chest, no, that don't sound just right for me.
Well, I'll change it to chest, no trouble.
Yeah, that's better. That's better.
Sleeve length. How long do you want your sleeve?
Oh, about to here. Long as my arms is.
Well, they don't know how long your arms are. You can't say down to here.
Well, they ought to know something for making the suit.
It's appeared we've got to have a tape measure after all. I tell you, stand up against the wall there, Abner.
Stand up against the wall?
Back up against it there.
here.
Yeah, now stretch out both your arms as far as you can.
What you want me to do this furlong?
I'm measuring you.
Huh?
I'm measuring you. Now, let's see. Them boards are 1x12s. Good thing they run up and down that way.
You ain't aiming the paper of the store for me, are you?
No. Let's see. They're 12 inches wide, and you're covering 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them.
Feel if I'm silly.
6-foot sleeves.
Oh, that sounds a little long, Mom. I ain't but 5'2" tall.
Well, that's for both of them.
Oh.
You have to divide that half in two. 2 into 6. 3-foot sleeves.
Yeah, that's better, I believe.
Now, let's see. Coat length. You want it to come down lower than your sleeves.
Yeah, sure.
And about 6 inches. 36 and 6 is 42. Yeah, make a 42-inch coat. Time it wrinkles and gets set to you. That'll just be about right.
Sounds good.
Now, your breeches. How far around are you?
Well, I don't know exactly, Lon.
Back up again the boards again. You give her about 1.5 of them. That's a foot and a half, 18 inches.
I know I'm big around the waist and that long.
Well, that's just half of you.
Well, I want my breeches on both sides.
Well, you'll have them that way.
Oh, yes.
18 inches times 2 is 36 inches. Well, that's 3 feet. 3-foot pants, I'll put. Granny, you're a perfect 36.
Well, good for me. Hooray.
Let's see. Inside seam. You want an inside seam?
I don't know. What is it?
I don't know. Might be something new. Better put it in.
Yeah, I'll take anything.
Inside seam, yes.
Pearl buttons on the pockets, too.
Outside seam, yes. Give you both of them. Make it fancy.
That's our time.
You'll be the best dressed man at the wedding.
Hot dog.
Except for me, of course. Just one more thing.
Hot shot at.
What do you want, pinch back or box seat?
Box seat?
Turn around and let me look at you for a minute.
Here, this way.
Yeah.
What is it, Mom?
Well, with that build of yours, I believe you need both, Abner. We'll give you a pinch back and a box seat.
Doggies, I am going to be sort of fancy, ain't I?
Yeah, that takes care of you. Now, I'll back up again the boards and you measure me.
Yeah, get up there. I dog it out there. Wait a minute. No, it's just Grandpa. Oh, for a minute, was a customer coming in?
Recollect now, don't mention nothing about that diamond. I don't want the whole town to know about it before I'm ready to give it to Miss Emily.
Well, she won't find out about it. Nobody knows about it but you and me and a jeweler at the county seat. And that short fellow in the black hat.
Fine,
boy. Fine.
Now,
here it comes.
Well, howdy.
Howdy, Grandpa. How have you been? Ain't saw you since we got back from the county seat.
Yeah, business was kind of slow here yesterday, so I closed up early and went home. Must have just missed you fellers.
Yeah, must have.
How'd everything go at the store while we was gone?
Oh, pretty good, I reckon. Had a little trouble figuring out them red and blue points is all. Finally worked out a system, though. I just made them a flat rate of 1 stamp for every article they bought.
Well, law me, Grandpap, you can't do that.
Granny's no. Now we'll have to check them up on everybody that bought stuff and straighten that out, or we'll get in trouble with the OP&A.
Why, sure, they'll have us on the ceiling.
Can you recollect all that was here, Grandpa?
Yeah, think hard now, Grandpa.
Yeah, let's see. Mrs. Seastrunk was in. Got some sugar, I believe.
Put that down, Mrs. Seastrunk.
Squire Skimp was in.
Squire Skimp.
Never bought nothing, though.
Never bought nothing. Oh.
Charlie Redfield is in.
Charlie Redfield.
He never bought nothing either.
Never bought nothing. Blame it. What we want is the one that did buy something.
Miss Barton was in.
Miss Barton.
She had a letter from her boy, Ernest.
Bought a letter from her boy.
Oh. He's over in the Philippines now.
Well?
One of them V-mail letters. You know, them are the outdoingest things I ever seen. They Kodak them on films, and they don't take up hardly no space at all.
Yeah, we know that, Grandpap.
Don't cost much, neither. V-mail letter can fly overseas for just 3 cents.
Yeah, that's good. Who else is in the store, Grandpa?
Good for writing short, fast letters, too. Them's the best kind to write to the boys overseas.
Write
them often and make them cheerful.
Tell
them news about the hometown and their friends.
Yeah, we know that's a thing to do, Grandpap. I agree with you 100%, but try and recollect who else come in the store while we's gone. Let me put it down here.
Sister Simpson was in.
Sister Simpson.
Can't recollect what she bought from her.
Yeah, she was in here twice.
Some out-of-town feller is in. He never bought nothing.
We ain't interested in him. It didn't buy nothing, Grandpa.
I meant to tell you about that out-of-town feller. He was a cutie for me.
Oh, my.
Tall, dark feller. Way he talked sort of give you the creeps. To be honest, I think he sort of touched.
We ain't interested in him now,
Grandpa. When he first come in, he's bound and determined that I'd been out of town and bought a big diamond, or some kind.
Grandpa, diamond?
Yeah. I had to laugh. I told him I never owned a diamond of no kind in my whole life.
Uh-oh.
Wait a minute. Who was this fella, Grandpa? What did he look like?
Was he a short fella in a black hat?
No, I told you he was tall.
Oh, good.
Come to think of it, though, he did mention a fella in a black hat.
He did?
Yeah. Claimed that's who I bought that diamond from. Wanted me to give it to him right then and there.
Well, I'll be dead blamed.
Did he say anything else about the fella in the black hat?
No, I don't believe. No, that was something else. Some lying. Oh, yeah, said he was dead.
Dead? Why, we just seen him a couple of...
Hush up.
Huh?
Grandpapa, are you sure he said that?
Yeah, he said that's what happened to everybody that got hold of that pigeon-toed diamond.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, he told a whole bunch of husking shuckings about it being a famous diamond with a curse on it. Let's see, what'd he call it now? The Cunlan diamond, I believe.
Cunlan diamond?
Yeah, said he'd find this spavin-legged thing, though. Said he'd just follow that path of death and destruction.
Oh, my goodness alive. Lum, you reckon we better hold up on ordering your suit? Lum, get up off the floor. I can't measure for your suit laying down there that-a-way. Lum!